Do you remember that Kerrygold ad? It opens up with a man on the side of a hill digging a hole under cover of darkness, and he's putting a sod into a Tupperware box, and then somebody passes by and he's wondering to himself, you can see the person going, what nefarious activity is that? Buck go up to on the side of a hill in the cover of darkness. And then he goes back home to his home place, and his mother's there, Angela, and his wife, I don't think we get her name. She's German and she's pregnant, we assume with their first child. And Angela's very sad about the fact that her boy is going to live in Germany, and that's where he's has his life. You remember that ad? Yeah, I had to give you a context because you can't see the visuals. So we played the audio out because it inspires our next guest.
Angela will miss your cooking in Berlin, but at least we have Kerrygold there too.
Sure. Export all our best stuff.
Won't be too long before we see you.
Okay. Safe turn.
He'll be born in Germany, but he'll set foot on Irish soil first.
He'll be born in Germany, but he'll set foot on Irish soil first. The words that inspired Shauna Bellew. Hello, Shauna.
Hi, how are you?
good to talk to you. So you're creating a little bit of a viral sensation. You and Eliza, is it?
Yeah, it's Eliza.
Yeah. Where are you now?
As in, where am I right now?
Yeah, I don't want to know the room, but just where in the world are you?
I'm just in my car.
Oh, you're in your car. Well, yeah. What country are you in?
Oh, sorry, I'm in Scotland.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you wanted my actual whereabouts there.
No. Send us an air code. Oh, you don't have air codes over there. No, anyway. Yeah, so you're in your car in Scotland,
yeah.
Right? And,
yeah.
And you're talking to me on the phone. And my name's Ray Darcy and you're on Radio 1, which is broadcast in Ireland. So we're, mm-hmm. we established that. And you were born and bred in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have connections with Scotland. So give us a little bit of your story.
So my nana is originally from Scotland, but I was born and raised in Navan.
Right.
We moved here to Scotland literally weeks before lockdown. So we're here just over 5 years. So that's where the story originated. Literally, the Kerrygold ad has just been in my mind since it came out. I kind of knew deep down that maybe I'd move abroad with everything going on in Ireland with the housing crisis. So it always stuck with me that I wanted that bit of the ad with me. And when we went home to arrange like a little baby shower / engagement party, my friend gave me a jar that said Irish soil on it. And I was like, oh, you remembered. So shout out to Chloe for that. And I went to my nana's garden, filled it up with soil, and then made that TikTok that went viral.
Yeah. And is your partner from Ireland as well?
Yeah, he's from Navan. He was my next door neighbour back home.
Was he? And was we always friends?
Well, I lived in Swords for a little while and then I moved back to Navan. So we were neighbours from when I was about 16. So, yeah.
Right. When was that? When did it happen? What was the moment?
Which moment?
Yeah, no, when you went from being neighbours to being more than neighbours.
It was just that I had friends over having drinks and they said, oh, do you know Sean lives next door? And I was like, yeah. So I texted him asking if he wanted to have a drink with us. And he said, no, he politely declined, but said, I'll make you a cup of tea in the morning with your hangover. And to be fair to him, he did.
And that was it.
And the rest is history.
That's a lovely story. Yeah. It's little things, isn't it? The cup of tea the morning
and
after.
And now look at us.
Yeah. Now look at us with a little Eliza.
Yeah.
So 2009, which is, by my calculations, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What age were you when you first saw that ad then?
2009, I would have been 11.
Right. And it made an impression on you.
Yeah, Shauna, and even when I'm showing family now, they're like, God, I love that ad. But I think it's because I have Scottish roots. I was like, why did my nana not do that? And why? So it just always stuck with me.
Yeah. Okay, so you came home and told everyone that you're having a babby and that you're getting married. When's the wedding?
Oh, we haven't yet. That literally, I found out I was pregnant, and then a couple of days later, Sean had already planned to propose. So it was a whirlwind that weekend.
All right, lot going on there.
So that's on the back burner.
Yeah. So you're home then, and loads of excitement, and well
so
done.
It was a double celebration.
Yeah, and well done, Chloe, on remembering that.
I know. Yeah. That's what she's saying. I can't believe my jar caused all this.
So you went out to Nan's back garden,
yeah.
and you filled it with soil.
Yeah, and then we flew the soil home. Was a bit terrified that I'd be stopped being like, what have you brought on your flight? But I never got...
Is there any legislation around that? I don't know if you're...
See, I was Googling it just to make sure, but obviously there's not really a legislation on soil, so I just chanced it.
Right. I'm just thinking, because if everybody did it...
You do get the ferry home here and there. So.
And if everybody did it, Shauna. You know,
that's it. Yeah. So I was saying there's a business venture there if anyone wants to sell soil.
It's funny because I was down recording the little promo we do for the show today, and Jake, who works in the studio down there, is from Scotland. And he heard me say that we're going to be hearing the story about the little girl who walked on Irish soil in Scotland. And he said, would you tell that woman that actually we used to be connected, as in Scotland and Ireland used to be connected back in the day. So it's the same soil. That's what he wanted to do. So there you go. So you had Eliza and you have the jar. Where did you keep the jar?
So the jar was given to me and then I filled it and I literally just kept it in a press. And the funny thing is when she was born, we took it out and left it on the coffee table and kept saying, right, we need to do this before she has a bath. And every time we'd give her the bath, we'd be like, oh, we forgot. So it was sitting there for weeks. And then finally, I was like, right, let's do this. I want to get a little video to show her when she's older. And we just did it. If I'd have known it would go as viral, I would have done it weeks ago.
And you would have done a better job. No, it's a lovely video. And I love the fact that it's just that final bit of that ad, the final 8 seconds or so, the thing that I repeated there. And her little feet, of course, she can't walk on it because she's only...
No.
How old is she?
She'll be 5 weeks tomorrow.
Right, okay, yeah. So you just hold her above it. And,
yeah.
And what was the reaction? Because that's a very tactile thing, you know, bare
little feet.
Yeah, her little
feet were squirming in it.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that you said press as well, because they don't say press over there, do they?
No, they don't. There's so many words they don't say over here.
Yeah, I love that. So you haven't lost that.
No.
What a brilliant... So what's the reaction been? Because I think it's 4 million or over 4 million views.
Like, I did say to my fiancé, Sean, when I put it up, I was like, I think this might break through to Ireland. Obviously, we're on the UK side of TikTok. I was like, if it gets through to Ireland, we might get a couple of thousand views. Like, I think it'll be a bit nostalgic for people. So I could not believe when it just... grew legs. And so the reaction was lovely. A lot of Irish people abroad saying that they wish they'd done it, or they're keeping this in mind. Obviously the Australian people that have moved saying there's no way we're getting soil over here, but a couple of bad comments think that I don't want her to be Scottish, so they were taking it the wrong way.
Yes,
comments being like, but she's Scottish though, and I was trying to be like, I know, I'm not saying she's not. I just wanted her to have a bit of her Irish roots with her. Like, it's not that serious. It's a butter ad.
Yes. And she can be both. She can enjoy being Scottish and Irish. Except when there's rugby or football on or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's 100%.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a call from the Department of Foreign Affairs. Seemingly it's illegal. No. They want their soil back.
Stop.
Well, thanks for brightening up our day, Shauna Bellew.
No worries.
And you have a little star there now. She'll be prima donna now before you know
it. If Kerrygold wants our address to send on some butter, that's all.
Have a lovely day, Shauna. Lovely talking to you.
Thanks a million for calling.
Bye,
thanks,
bye,
Ray.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.